Basic Education Minister, Angie Motshekga, in Ekurhuleni today, monitoring the full return to school of primary school learners. Yesterday, of course, grade R's to grade 7 went back full time. The minister couldn't get out yesterday. She had a crisis to attend to, so she has been out today. Thando Kubeka, Eyewitness News reporter, is watching that fuss. Thando, what has the Basic Education Minister been saying about the return to school?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, she's basically said that she's happy that pupils are back at school, especially to the 100% attendance of pupils. But one of the major issues that has been raised, Mandy, since the return of pupils to full-time learning is the issue of capacity. Many schools say that they're struggling to return to full-time classes because of this physical distance requirements. Schools are currently expected to adhere to this 1 meter distancing in the classroom, and actually they're saying they can't accommodate all pupils who have returned every single day, and also be expected to adhere to this 1 meter distancing as they don't have space. The schools told the minister that they can have grade sevens, especially they want them to attend schools on a daily basis as they need to be prepared for the high school phase. But Motshekga says she's working to implement a number of interventions to assist schools with this capacity issue. This includes, she says, moving classes outside, to create more space. And she says her department is also looking at getting teacher assistants, Mandy, on board to help schools implement these health and safety requirements. Mm-hmm. She also spoke about a meeting that she's planning with Cabinet to discuss reducing physical distancing at schools to just half a meter. And this, she says, may assist, especially where younger children are concerned with this spacing that is currently a problem.
Thando, thank you so much. Thando Kubeka, Eyewitness News reporter. Angie Motshekga really facing some trouble there around space. Moving kids outside in this weather, I'm not sure that that's going to fly with parents. I did see that Angie Motshekga has gazetted amended regulations over the weekend. Sport at school has now been given the go-ahead again. Contact and non-contact sport, as well as arts and culture activities, are allowed to resume. 12